It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 104.1 KQTH or the E.W. Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Welcome to another glorious Saturday afternoon. And when I say glorious, I mean that literally because the rain has stopped. The sun is making its way through the clouds. Beer. We are breaking big and bold beer news now because there is a brand new beer that was just released, and that means it doesn't get any fresher than that. Join us right here, right now, for the brand new beer release party at Dragoon Brewing Company on West Grant, just a stone's throw west of Interstate 10. Having a great time here. This is a brand new beer called Frosty Friends, which our friends from the Dragoon Brewing Company have done in collaboration with their distributing partners at Findlay Distributing. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this beer that is available not only on draft, but also in four packs of 16-ounce cans. So come on out here and enjoy us. It is an historic day at Dragoon Brewing Company because we are releasing another beautiful brew. Anyway, speaking of beautiful people, I have to make my celebrity co-host decisions very intentionally each and every Saturday, and here's a guy that is never more than just a stone's throw away from a great local craft beer. He is a big and bold and brave man from the back of the house, executive chef and partner at Saguaro Corners and Mulligan's. Put your hands together for my brother, C.J. Ham, is in the house. C.J.,
Thank you, Matt. Of course I'd be your co-host today. You named a beer after us for when me and you are drinking whiskey on your porch in January. So
that's right. You and I have always been Frosty Friends.
Always Frosty Friends. Right. But we always warm up with some beer, a nice whiskey or scotch, and then a cigar.
And end the night with a cigar. It's always a
We always unfrost
moment.
Ourselves, friend. We always unfrost ourselves.
So anyway, well, let me clink my glass with yours.
Clink.
I'm, of course, doing this great Frosty Friends. We're going to be talking to our good friend Tristan White a little bit later on in the show about this beer. But what on the horizon of handles did you choose to sell?
Oh, I'm going to butcher it, but Le Cervin, and it's a barrel-aged sour blonde ale.
Barrel-aged sour.
Huge in the sours. I love goes. I love all anything sour you can throw at me. I'm really digging them. And this one's just, it's delicious, but it doesn't smack you over the head.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, some sours I think are overthought. This one I tasted right before the show. This is like right on my, right, on the sour side of the spectrum that
yes.
I like to occupy. Sour is like the hot new thing in the beer world today.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's refreshing, but it still has some body. It has some complexity. That's why I'm really digging on them. You know, you don't want to sit there and drink 30 of them.
Speak for yourself, CJ.
Well, of the same one.
Okay,
because there's also a prickly pear goes on the menu that I'm going to be switching two legs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
15 and 15 will do me fine.
Well, it looks like flights are getting the nod today. We're looking around this group of celebrities that have turned out.
That?
I see.
She's
well,
beautiful.
I see. Well, you know, my lovely wife.
Oh,
right. Of course.
Oh, sorry. She's
then my lovely friend, you know, Brian Thacker, who is a mechanic extraordinaire at Dan's Toy Shop. If you own a Lexus, if you own a Toyota, if you own a Scion, do not get your car or your truck repaired anywhere else than Dan's Toy Shop. That's the way we roll.
Also, if you need something from a top shelf. He's the man to see.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're creating all kinds of top shelf experiences over there at Saguaro Corners and Mulligan's. Get us up to date on what's making news at the back of the house, brother.
Well, you know, I'm always trying to keep it moving. I like to do, you know, refreshers on menus. I like to change things up. I like seasonality, so I'm in the process of doing that at both. I just finished Mulligan's. I'm doing Sorrel Corners now. Beer dinners, you know, we partner with a lot of great local breweries and some semi-local,
right?
Or at least close. Like I consider San Diego local.
Of course. You know what I mean? It's in the greater Tucson area.
Tucson sister city. We run there the chance we get. So I consider that. I got a fun thing coming up, and I've reached out to the great people at Russell Public Communications to try to come up with a name for the event because I don't have a catchy name yet, and I'm sure they'll have a brilliant solution for me.
Lay it on me.
But this is a cool thing that we're going to be doing in December that I want to share. We're going to do – it's wine because I'm always doing beer pairings. I love beer. I drink beer all the time. But I am Italian, and I do enjoy my vino.
Okay? Yes, you do.
So we're going to do it's a little bit different than a pairing dinner. We're going to get one glass of wine for four courses, so there's four glasses of wine. But with each glass of wine, it's going to be a couple bites of a savory dish prepared by me that pairs with the wine. And then I've linked up with a great pastry chef, Haley Holden, who's going to do a couple bite dish of a sweet.
On each, and so the sweet and savory course. Notes are
that's
expressed.
That's different, right?
No one else is doing anything like that.
No, it's going to be dope. And as soon as my PR guy gets me that name,
okay,
it's
going to
be even, it's going to be even better.
Let the clock start ticking now.
Yeah,
have you seen my hourly rates, by the way?
I
digress.
I'll send the bill on to somebody
but
else.
But let me ask you this, though. So it's one wine. That has
one
to,
wine that pairs with
for each
bow.
Course. So that's a challenge for the Somm or whoever you're going to be working with to actually do that pairing, because when you're thinking about the profiles that are coming off of that savory dish and coming off of that sweet dish, you got to have a wine that's going to play well with both.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. We're putting that on me and Haley. And she goes by Iva Bakes. She's brilliant.
Oh, love it already.
I can't do desserts, so just linking up with hers really saved my butt. But I'm going to put it on us. We're going to sit down and we're going to try wines and let us sit there and think about things pick four wines and then go from there. It's not on the Somm this time. The Somm has to bring us good wines
But you tell him or her what to bring.
But we're going to do our thing.
So it's blank canvas. You guys are just jamming it out with just a complete blank canvas, starting to experience different flavors. Are you going to let the wines dictate what you want to do in the back of the house, or are you going to create some ideas for the sweet and the savory and let wine kind of follow? In terms of
we're
going to
pick the wine, and then that's going to lead.
Great.
Absolutely.
I love it.
And then, as you know, hopefully you're going to enjoy a perfectly perfected meal tomorrow. So that's
we're
a
so
stone
excited.
Brewing.
Nancy and I, we're going to show up with a couple of friends. We've got three couples that are going to be convening there at Saguaro Corners on Monday night for your monthly beer dinner. You guys are partnering with our good friends from Stone
Absolutely.
Brewing Company.
I'm just so amazed that you have three different sets of friends.
So, tickets still available for the Stone Beer Dinner?
Absolutely not. No, yeah. I oversold it by 18 tickets already.
Oh my gosh!
All
right.
You're lucky you got me for this hour, Matt. But should be prepping right now.
But people, they need to know when, you know, the ongoing calendar of beer dinners that you're doing there at Saguaro Corners.
Yes.
What's the easiest? Do you have an email? Is it on your Facebook page?
Saguaro Corners Facebook is the best place to keep up with Saguaro Corners. Mulligan's. We don't do a whole lot of events yet, but we're starting to work those in. And that has a Facebook and a nice website. Saguaro, we're still fighting with the old URLs and stuff to get them off the internet before we launch one. So check Facebook page. We do have La Cumbre beer dinner next month for
Great.
November, and then the wine thing on the. Around another year.
So excited to watch you play and to actually feast on your majesty.
I just love doing this sort of thing.
At Saguaro Corners on Monday, October the 15th.
I'll make you a quesadilla if you want.
We're talking to CJ Hamm, executive chef and partner at Saguaro Corners and Mulligan's. We're going to be talking about those Mulligan's wings here in a little bit. But anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. But when we come back, executive chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort is going to be talking about a rockabilly and blues barbecue that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house house-made pasta and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and this is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the brand new beer release party at Dragoon Brewing Company. Of course, yeah. Just off of West Grant Road, between I-10 and Silver Bell. This is an historic moment for beer lovers everywhere. We've got a great Frosty Friends American Pale Ale that Dragoon has done in collaboration with their distribution partners over there at Findlay. A gorgeous brew. We're going to be talking to Brittany Rollins and Tristan White a little bit later on about this beer. Back here with CJ Hamm from Saguaro Corners and Mulligans, helping to steer this ship, and a crazy ship it is this Saturday, man.
There's no steering. Just hold on tight.
Well, hold on tight. Well, that's what I do whenever I hit the road and head up to Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. CJ, I don't have to tell you this. This is a resort where kind of the culinary experience is at the heart of what they do. You know, we talk about service, and of course Lowe's just blows it out service-wise.
Absolutely.
But food and cuisine and cocktails and local beer, it really is a part of that Lowe's story. And here to tell
and
us
the
about
the main food guy up there is such a heartthrob.
He's a heartthrob. He's dreamy, as some have said. But here he is. He's certainly no stranger to our audience. He's the executive chef from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. Put your hands together for the Honorable Ken Hardy. What's up, brother Ken?
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
So excited to see you, man. I mean, you're like one of the busiest dudes on the circuit, traveling around the country, around the world, making the world a better place for people in Tucson that love great hospitality and great fare.
I'm just trying to keep up with you, Matt Russell. You're the world traveler here, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? Listen, when you're thinking about Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, look, you got Blues Down. Check that off that box off every Sunday. The Blues and Brews Barbecue. You got Blues Down. You got Barbecue Down. And there is an event that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. You're bringing a little bit of rockabilly to the party.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Lowe's Ventana Canyon is starting to launch a new series of dinners and experiences, and we on October 27th will start our first rockabilly and blues barbecue. This is going to be a great time. So we're going to take everything that we do so well at the hotel, from a culinary scene to an experience scene to a memorable moment scene to a uniquely local scene, and we're going to have this throwdown, knockdown party. Per se, pigs
Beautiful.
In the ground and beer on ice, if you will.
Beautiful. Pigs on the ground and beer on ice, CJ.
I can't wait to see the outfits, too. It's going to be beautiful.
So,
I'm
going to
tattoo just for this.
You're doing rockabilly. I mean, this is an event where people are going to be coming up dressed up, you know, harkening back to the great 50s and 60s era.
Yeah, Lowe's Ventana Canyon on October 27th will launch the rockabilly barbecue. So, quick little overview on it is we're going to do it 6:15. We're going to do some cocktails. We're doing Del Bach and EG's cocktails. We're going to do some Dragoon beer.
That New York company, EG's?
I know.
We're going to have some live music brought to you by Tom Wallbank and friends. So at 7 o'clock, we'll enter the venue. There'll be hot rods. There'll be Harleys. There'll be music. There'll be entertainment. And it's almost going to be a euphoric episode. As soon as you walk in, you're going to see smoke. You're going to see lights. You're going to see every farmer and vendor in Tucson that we believe makes a difference.
I love that. And, you know, and that's, again, that is a capture of the spirit of Lowe's. Because, yes, you know, a national brand, everybody knows Lowe's. They know what Lowe's stands for. But what Lowe's kind of really celebrates is the fact that they want you to partner with these local purveyors, these local farmers, because they want a Tucson sense of place when they come visit Lowe's.
That's true. So this whole dinner for us is really about bringing in Tucson and the Tucson's guests into the hotel. So when you come down and you experience what we have to offer, you're going to see stations paired with chefs, paired with local vendors. So, for example, Rod from E&R Pork will be on the grill station with Don from Barrio Bread.
Nice.
We're smoking whole hogs while Don's making bread, and then Pivot Produce is bringing all the pickles. And so we've bought everything local for this event, from the bread to the vegetables to the pigs. You take it one notch farther, you got all the chickens hanging over the grill. So
literally suspending over fire.
125 chickens getting smoked over open fire with Top Knot Farms and their farmers and the chefs all there. So
you better make it 200 chickens because Brian Thacker is going to be there. And I've seen this man tear through a chicken like nobody's business.
This experience is really going to be unique and different. So it's kind of whatever you want it to be. If you're there for the music's going to be great. Tom Walbank and Al Fowl. We'll do 30 minutes of blues and then 30 minutes of rockabilly, broken up by yours truly, Matt Russell, who's going to lead some contest, best dressed. It's almost Halloween.
Nice. It is. Yeah. Bring it. So much fun.
Bring what you got. Come dress.
Are you or are you not going to be wearing a shirt?
If you show up with your leather pants, I'll take my shirt off.
Deal.
Oh.
Deal.
Oh. Okay. Now what? Oh.
Tie for best dressed.
I'm getting texts. I'm getting Instagram posts. People want to write, you know, Mr. Iron Man.
Nobody
here
cares about my leather pants, but I just want Ken with a shirt
October off. October the 27th. At Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, starting at 6:30, going up to 9 o'clock. Here's the best part, Ken. How much are tickets?
Everything out the door is $45. That includes gratuity. Wow. That's your food. Once you walk in and you pay $45, there is no nickel and diming. That's it.
Music, food.
Cocktails, food, stations, entertainment. You got 4 hours of fun this night. If you're looking for something to do pre-Halloween, if you're looking for an experienced foodie, if you're looking for a music experience, if you just love barbecue, or if you just love Lowe's, whatever it is, it's $45 for the night. Book
brilliant.
A room.
Brilliant.
Stay for brunch the next day.
That's what we're doing.
And enjoy the Rockabilly and Blues barbecue.
Okay, it's going to be so much fun. Again, you got E&R Park, Top Knot Farms, Hamilton Distillers. You've got, I think Krista Owens is going to be doing like a Rocky, a Dirty Shakes and Sweets table and things like that. I mean, this is like totally 1950s.
We have everything going on here. We have just an enormous amount of open fire cooking with local mesquite. We're doing snack cakes and dirty shakes. Dragoon's going to be there. Pivot Produce will be there.
Such
Merchant's Garden's going to be there. Todd from Tucson Tamale's going to be there.
Who are we dunking in the apple tank?
Well, when you have your leather pants on, we might dunk you in the tank.
I was going to team up with you against Matt.
Okay, I want everybody who can listen to my voice, do what Ken is about to tell you to do right now. Because, look, this event, just like all of Ken Harvey's events, are going to sell out a long time before this event even starts. Ken, what is the best way that people can get their tickets right now?
So the best way to get tickets right now is call the hotel, 520-615-5496. Again, it's 520-615-5496. Or just call the hotel, reach out to the concierge, tell them you want to be a part of the Rockabilly Barbecue, not to be confused with the top 100 brunches in America,
in
which
the
is
whole country.
The Blues,
Humble Brews,
Barbecue.
Exactly. Ken Harvey wants you to attend this, quote, euphoric episode that's happening on October 27th. Ken, I'm so excited. I'm going to be spending the entire weekend with you and your Lowe's culinary crew, so get ready. The Russells are coming.
It's going to be a great time.
Get a separate room.
Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. We're going to be seeing him on October the 27th. It's time to take another commercial break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, the very iconic, lovable Brittany Rollins
iconic
from Dragoon Brewing Company is going to get a little crafty. Is going to get a casky with us, talking
casky
about cask conditioning in this live broadcast from Dragoon Brewing Company. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from this historic day in the whole craft beer story here in Southern Arizona. This is a brand new beer that was just released hours ago at Dragoon. It is the Frosty Friends, an American Pale Ale that the guys at Dragoon got together with their distribution partners at Finley Distributing, figured out how to put this great APA together. And CJ Hamm, this Frosty Friends is like a legit beer, dude.
Absolutely.
I'm digging it.
You know what? There's a few on here. I'm like, man, why do I not have these on tap yet?
Well, you know what? Why
I have 40 taps I could play with, at least.
Right, between Mulligans and Saguaro Corners.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's
just
a few on here that I've
start
that I've
at the top
like,
and work your way down.
I mean, I definitely have Dragoon, obviously, but there's some I'm like, man, I need this right now.
Well, what a great segue, because I know just the person who would love to chat with you.
Oh, yeah.
About the entire portfolio of craft beers. She's the Tucson sales representative for Dragoon Brewing Company, our good friend, Brittany Rollins. Brittany, what's going on, girlfriend?
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me. And CJ, you definitely give me a call next week, and we'll see about getting some Frosty Friends.
Next week, you don't work on Sunday?
Let's strike one, Brittany.
Call me anytime, anytime,
right
anytime. We'll get you, get you hooked up.
You must be so absolutely busy. I mean, when you put 60, 70, 80 hours a week to be the Tucson, you know, sales rep for Dragoon Brewing Company. I mean, jeez.
Well, you know,
Wednesday.
On a slow week, yeah.
That's my Wednesday.
Watch right into that one, says the PR guy with the cushy job. But I digress. Brittany, I'm fascinated by this whole process called cask conditioning. We're hearing more brewers talk about it. We're seeing it more on the portfolio of suds around town. And I wanted our listeners to kind of get their heads around exactly what we mean. We hear barrel aging a lot, you know, not only on the spirit side, but also more recently on the brewing side. But what do we mean by cask conditioning?
Absolutely. So, you know, you talk about legit beer. That's what cask beer is. Cask beer is the way that beer is meant to be enjoyed. So we're, you know, releasing our Frosty Friends today, and we just so happen to have released it on cask as well.
Oh.
So I'll take it back a step. You know, it is a buzzword. People are talking about cask beer. It's this new hot thing. And the thing is it's not. It's a throwback to how beer is really supposed to be enjoyed. So when we talk about cask, it's referring to how it's conditioned in the vessel itself. So there's a couple of different ways we can do that, in a firkin or a pin. There are two different sizes. They kind of look like
this
kegs.
This is a family show. Talk about Perkins.
Yeah.
I was told not to swear before I went on the show, and I was really nervous that I did because it's second nature to me.
It's a two-hour delay, so we're good.
Anyway,
His glass is empty. Therein lies the issue.
When we talk about cask, we're talking about the way that it's conditioned. So when we cask condition a beer, we actually take it out of the fermenter after the initial fermentation is done. So after it's been in the fermenter a couple of days, we pull some out into firkins and pins, which are similar to kegs. And in that, there's still live yeast. It hasn't finished fermenting yet. And so the live yeast, we throw in some priming sugar, and we throw in some conditioning agents such as isinglass that helps clear up the beer. And in the cask, it conditions, and the live yeast is still working, and it's creating different aromas and flavors that you don't necessarily get on the finished product that you get on draft.
And how would you define those aromas and those flavors that are coming out of the cask expression when you know, compared to the more conventional draft expression?
So one of the biggest differences in comparison to the conventional draft beer is the temperature at which it's served. So normally you have beer served, you know, you want that ice cold pint of beer, refreshing. Cold hides a lot of bad flavors, hides a lot of imperfections. Cass, you are getting exactly what that beer is supposed to taste like.
Okay, so in other words, this I'm doing the Frosty Friends draft. Mm-hmm. This is probably what, at about a 35, 36 degree ish.
Probably about 37, 38.
37, 38. The cask conditioned version is coming in at?
That's going to be about 45.
About 45.
So you're going to get a lot more of those hop aromas. You're going to get some of the flavors from that yeast that was still active that isn't going to be in that draft. So I would recommend trying the cask beer after that, maybe even doing a side-by-side.
As a student of fermentation, everything she just said just made me drool.
You're like breaking.
I know. Like, literally, right now at the restaurant, I have just jars of stuff rotting on the shelf, like... You know,
it's all science.
It's a fermentation house over there. Yeah. Now, are there beers that lend themselves well to a cask expression, or you know, or are there beers that really would not be able to manifest themselves in that kind of intentional way if they're done on cask?
Absolutely. Personally, I think, for example, our Santa Cruz or Golden Ale, one of our newest year-round beers that we offer, that on cask to me is perfection. That is beer how it is supposed to be enjoyed. Beautiful. You get really nice flavors from the malt that come out that don't necessarily come out on draft. You get more of the hops. A lot of times our brewers like to have fun with the casks. They'll throw in some extra hops or maybe even some grapefruit rinds or some lemon,
and you
get extra citrus notes, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, the Santa Cruiser, speaking of Santa Cruiser, is on tap at every University of Arizona home football game. I know because I stood in that line. You know, there are, let's just say, Brittany Rollins, there are other beers that are being poured at Arizona Stadium where you don't have to wait a minute for a beer. I waited almost the entire third quarter for a big old glass of Santa Cruz.
But it was U of A.
Right. You know, I needed to sort of...
You needed that beer.
My woes, in fact. But anyway, Brittany Rollins, I don't want you to go away. I know you're very, very busy. You've got a horizon of handles to fill across Southern Arizona, but I want you to stick around because we've got some more questions to ask of you, so don't go anywhere. Right?
Stay put.
We're going to take a very quick news break and thank some more of our very valued sponsors. When we come back, Brittany is going to join us again, as well as one of the co-founders of Dragoon Brewing Company. Manager Tristan White is in the house getting us caught up on all the things making news in his West Side Tucson Tap Room. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Hey there, fellow foodies. As you know, I love local. And every week, I love to tell the stories of local restaurants, local food, local drink, and the local folks behind them. And on November the 10th, they will all come together for an afternoon dedicated to the deliciousness of Arizona food and beverage. It's the first annual Arizona Farm and Food Festival on Saturday, November the 10th, from noon to 3 at the Casino del Sol's Ava Amphitheater. In partnership with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, the Casino del Sol will showcase the talents of a number of Arizona's outstanding chefs, farmers, and purveyors who will create recipes that demonstrate the virtues of locally sourced ingredients. You'll also enjoy live cooking demonstrations, food samplings, hands-on workshops, children's activities, and more. Plus libations from our region's breweries and distilleries for the over 21 crowd, of course. Tickets start at just $35 and are available now at www.saca.org. That's www.saaca.org. We'll see you on November the 10th for a celebration of all things local at the Arizona Farm and Food Festival.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from my happy place today.
Caskin.
We're Caskin and Crafton here at Dragoon Brewing Company. This is a big day for beer fans. We've got a brand new beer that has just been released just an hour or so ago. It's called Frosty Friends, which Dragoon teamed up with their distribution partners, CJ, at Findlay Distributing. They put together this glorious beer called Frosty Friends.
It's really, really good.
A beautiful American pale ale, about 5.5 on the ABV scale, about 30 IBU. So it's really a great beer, really, for any season. I'm digging it as kind of summer transitions to fall.
It is a good transition beer.
So much fun. Anyway.
Day to night.
Exactly.
Night to
day. Night to day. And everything in between. Anyway, I want to take just a quick moment to thank all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to do this every single Saturday at 5 o'clock to celebrate what is the wonder that is local food, local beverage. There are some folks that have stood up and said yes to local and yes to radio that
and
supports local.
Folks.
And I want to remind everybody that who our sponsors are, because I want you to go say hello to them. I want you to thank them. I would want you to spend your money with them. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Ambiance Pool Service, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Quail Distributing, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications. Big round of applause for all of our sponsors.
Wow, that's a whole load of great people.
That is a whole load of great people. And speaking of Tucson Foodie, you know, if you don't have time to get out to that Rockabilly Blues Barbecue on October the 27th, our good friends at Tucson Foodie, in collaboration with Copenhagen Imports and the creative minds of some of Tucson's best chefs, they're going to be coming together for this killer event called the Art of Plating from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 27th, spread throughout the store at Copenhagen. The event is going to feature 10 separate chef stations where the plating will take place. Guests are going to be able to sample small versions of each dish and vote for their favorite in the People's Choice Awards. A judges area will also be available for viewing the dishes, taking pictures, and for the three judges to make their selections for best plating. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some of our favorite chefs are participating. Alex O'Neill from Augustine Kitchen, you know, now Iron Chef Tucson, Brian Smith from Maynard's, Devin Sander from the Carriage House, Gary Hickey from Charo Steak, Kyle Nottingham, Rima's on. I mean, a celebrity
question.
Lineup.
There's a couple chefs I want to send to that.
To learn how to plate. Anyway.
Can I buy their ticket?
Well, there's somebody here who does not really have to learn much about beer, because she's the one that teaches all of Southern Arizona about what to do and how to occupy the blank spaces on their horizon of handles. The Tucson sales rep for Dragoon is back with us, Brittany Rollins. Brittany, how are you?
Doing great. Got a beer in me.
So
doing
we
good.
Do. A quick question about this cask conditioning. Now, we talked about the different expressions that the cask product manifests when compared to the more conventional draft. Are there differences in the ABV or the IBU when you're going from cask to conventional draft and back again?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Not necessarily. So a lot of those statistics are determined with the actual initial brew. And this is all happening post-secondary fermentation. So ABV is going to be the same. IBU is going to be the same.
All right, cool. Well, I don't want it to change.
You add funk and it doesn't change the numbers. I like it.
Well, our next guest, you're always about to segue, CJ. Our next guest is all about the funk. Because he sat down with his partners a few years ago and said, look, we have an idea. an idea to bring a different kind of attitude to the local craft beer scene, a different kind of story, a different kind of psychology. And Tristan White and his partners got together and they dreamed a little dream, CJ.
So glad they did.
And we all benefit from the dreams that they had.
Every day.
And here he is to tell us the story about what is behind this amazing success at Dragoon Brewing Company. Co-founder and manager Tristan White is here. Tristan White, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Tristan, I'm blushing. You're blushing. We're all blushing.
Am I?
We're
That's
so excited for your success,
nice
man.
Shirt too.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you. Plaid, you know, flannel.
Beautiful.
Plaid works for a craft brewer, right?
Yeah, usually it's flannel and beard.
Well, glasses and a base,
yeah.
Baseball cap. All three. Right.
So when we're thinking about collaborations in the craft beer community, you know, sometimes you independent brewers get together and you put down your swords and you put down this, you know, the competition. Of course, we all know you collaborate. You don't compete, and I get that, and that's all good. But at the end of the day, we've got 20-plus brewers in town, but it's kind of fun when you two or three of you guys get together and do something, you know, from a joint perspective. You guys at Dragoon Brewing Company thought it might be fun to actually go into a collaboration with your distribution partners at Findlay Distributing. How did that all come together?
Well, honestly, it was our craft brand manager, Matt McCullough. It was kind of his idea. He thought, why not see if I could convince these guys to brew with us or let us brew, well, because he's with Findlay,
right.
Let them brew with us.
He's the Aussie, right?
That's correct.
Love
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, he's a real hoot. But yeah, we did one last year, and we did it with a bunch of their on-premise sales team. On-premise meaning like bars and restaurants, and it was a lot of fun. It was a red IPA called Frosty Friends, and then this year we kind of thought, why not do it again and maybe put a little bit more into cans and put a little bit more focus out with the off-premise. So that's, you know, your liquor stores, your grocery stores. And so we changed up the recipe just to be interesting. And, yeah, but the, you know, from our perspective is not only do we get to brew with people that we like, but, and do business with, but we also get to teach them kind of what we do. When we were self-distributing, we did the job of the wholesaler for a few years, and I tell you, that is a hard job.
No kidding. You guys did good, though. I bought from you then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you're thinking about Findlay, I mean, their job is to get your beer.
They're logistics masters.
They are logistics masters. You know, John Hubbard, I don't know if you know John Hubbard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John's a very good friend of mine. I've been trying to get him to co-host the show for a long time. He's very difficult to pin down.
So I'm second choice.
I was going to say, do it on a golf course and you probably get him on.
Done. Exactly. Fire up a cigar and engage the guy.
Yeah.
But what was the level of sophistication that that people in the business of beer brought to the brewing of beer? I mean, did you have to go 101 with these guys and says, this is a firkin, this is a pin? This is what Wurtz is.
Yeah, I mean, there were some of them.
Which
I mean,
is fine.
The
high pitch
says it all.
There were.
Yeah.
Hope John Harper's not listening.
No, I hope not. No, John was out of
He's
town,
never
unfortunately.
Now. Yeah.
No, he was out of town for that. But there were a couple guys that didn't know too much that we had to kind of talk about the basics. But several of them knew what was up, and a couple of them were homebrewers. And, you know, for a homebrewer to come into a professional brewery and brew is... And most of their dreams, you know, that's what they dream of.
And they become, by default, almost ambassadors of the brand. I mean,
absolutely.
I know they represent different companies, but Brittany, I would think that if you've got someone on the corporate side of a distribution company that comes in and actually participates in the brewing process, when they're distributing the product, they have a little bit different of a story to tell than versus just getting beer from point A to point B.
Absolutely. They get a little bit more of the buy-in. And also, you know, brewing a batch of beer takes about 6 hours, so that's time for us to... hang out when, you know, we're waiting for the next process to come up and have
play
a beer
pong.
In the meantime, play some ping pong, have a slice of pizza.
Where's your favorite pizza, by the way? Ooh, no one said I was going to be put on the spot, Matt Russell. Best pizza in Tucson from Brittany Rollins.
I mean, I'm going to have a lot of people be mad at me about this one, but...
Okay, there's only 10 million people.
Hot wing pizza at No Anchovies forever.
Oh, hot wing pizza from No Anchovies.
I love No Anchovies. You know when I was at
forever.
Reds. I was at Reds. I ate there once a week.
What's the best beer to have with that pizza?
When you're Dragoon IPA, hands down.
Done. She doesn't even pause.
No question.
So how long have you guys been in business, Tristan?
6.5 years.
It's been 6.5 years.
It has.
Now, I emcee the Born and Brewed Beer Battle every year at Hotel Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, for the first, like, four or five years, it was like, okay.
Five-time champion.
And the winner is Dragoon Brewing Company. And the winner is... Dragoon IPA.
After we won five.
Well, are there like term limits now? You can't win anymore because you're not.
We bowed out. We said we want to support you. Congress has been a great business partner.
Yeah.
an incredible bar, incredible staff. We just said, hey, you know, we won 5 years. Let's let somebody else have
you
a shot.
Did Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, all right. You got to retire. You know.
Yeah. And
retire with dignity.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, you brought home. Barry Sanders approach. I like that.
Yeah. You brought home a lot of hardware, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you for giving me the opportunity to actually say someone else's name when I announce the winner. But when you're thinking about a craft brewery, there are stories that are behind and kind of attitudes behind every operation. So there are some brewers that are just like totally about, you know, sours, and there's some that like, we want to be the IPA team and we do it better than anyone and such. But when you're thinking about culturally, Dragoon Brewing Company, since you guys are all along a huge spectrum of different styles and personalities on the beer scene, what do you want Dragoon Brewing Company to be known for in this community?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to be a part of the community. We really respect our employees, and we really appreciate the time and energy that they give us in their, you know, in their working, making and selling beer. And we want to do well by them, but we also want to be involved in the community. We've got some great partners out there: Tucson Fire, Bicus, Saka.
Is
that how you say that?
Saka. Yeah. Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, we want to be involved as much as we can, but. Obviously, where it makes sense, you know, we don't tend to do beer festivals out of town, out of state.
Well, it goes all the way around. I think it goes all the way around to the culinary community too, because I remember buying a hog off of Rod for me in our park that was fed spent Dragoon grains.
Yeah,
and so that's part of the community too.
Yeah,
moving
absolutely.
On to a different, you know, in the food aspect.
When you talk about community too with collaborations, you know, we did this one with Finley, but we've done several with other breweries. We've done a few with 1055. Some breweries up in Phoenix, other breweries in Tucson, and that's just that's an opportunity for us to hang out kind of with our brothers and sisters, and you know, do something that's hard. It's difficult. It's a lot of labor, and then, like Brittany said, after you're done, I mean, go have a beer.
But, and the victory is so much more sweet, though,
MP.
When you consider
absolutely.
The labor. I noticed the 1055 beer on your board today, and that is an honor. Of the newest member of the Viborney household.
That is correct.
Little Jack Viborney.
Yeah.
JP's kid, right?
Something else, man. He's cute.
And next time, Tristan White, when you see JP Viborney, I want you to ask him this question. I want you to ask him, where did you come up with the name Jack Porter? And I'm not going to say anything else. And I want you to tell me what he said, because I'll tell you whether he's telling the truth or whether he's not. But we talk
about Russell, man of mystery.
We talk about the craft beer community. Tristan White, 10 years ago, there were three brewers in this town.
Mm-hmm.
They're 20 and change now.
23, I think, now.
Maybe 24, 25 by the time the show ends.
Yeah, probably.
So what's your perspective on this local craft beer? I mean, it's the movement, the growth, the renaissance, it shows no sign of stopping. Is that good, bad, or otherwise?
I think it's good. I think for beer, most of beer is supposed to be fresh. And so the closer you can get it to your home, the better.
Right.
And obviously keeping your money in local establishments and down the street and your neighbors. And, you know, there's so much more to it than that. But at the very base of you talking about the product, it's typically best fresh. So, you know, I don't know. I've said this for a few years. I don't know when there will be breweries that stop growing to be nationally. There's still a few that I think in the national scene are making the last movements to become national brands.
Right.
I don't think that that's the future of beer. I think the future of beer is small, local places that are serving, you know, their immediate community, their immediate neighborhoods.
Right. Do you believe that any of that is compromised when AB rolls into town and buys, you know, one of the big houses? I mean, you're talking about for Ballast Point, $1 billion.
That was, by the way, that was Constellation.
Constellation.
I just want to be clear.
No, it's a very good point. I'm glad
Constellation is a family-run business.
Correct.
Mostly in wine and spirits.
Yes, correct. Okay.
But still, they're a huge company, and there is a culture change, and it depends on what you're after. Are you after the product, or are you after the story? Because I can see both sides of it running a business now.
Right.
And I don't know.
If they came with $1 billion to buy anything I ever came up with.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
here you go.
That's exactly
right. And I'm
right.
A localist.
I'm
gone.
I asked Dennis Arnold at Barrio that very question about 2 years ago. And I was like, yeah, you know, what if Constellation or AB rolls in? And he's like, you know, hey, look,
that's a lot of zeros.
Everything's for sale, except for the kids, and they're for rent.
Yep, exactly.
But getting back to the craft beer, the beer battle at Hotel Congress.
Yes.
I was struck by, you know, and CJ's a big sour guy.
Whoa, whoa.
You're a sourpuss.
Oh, you're talking about for beer.
Beer.
See, I thought you were putting my personal business out there.
He's a huge, he loves hanging on the sour side of things, right? And when I emcee that event every year, I'm struck by, you know, whatever is trending these days is what brewers are going to bring to the party. And I think that 90% of the beers that were being poured at the Born and Brewed Beer Battle were sours. I mean, is that the future of beer, Bernie Rollins? I mean, sours, like, you guys, people can barely keep up with the demand, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely what's hot right now. It's what people want to drink, but like anything, it's a trend. I think you're going to see the future of beer is going to come back to true to style, quality
made right.
beer.
You see trends.
Well, right now what's hot in like the grocery stores are session beers, you know, something that you can drink a lot of. Our flagship is Dragoon IPA, which
still
is still
7.2, 7.3.
7.3, yeah.
7.3.
And it's IPA is still killing it.
We sold the heck out of Stronghold when we have on tap.
Yeah, but session beers are kind of the big thing right now that's coming up. The problem, you know, you mentioned sour beers. One of the problems with sour beers is that most sour beers made throughout the world are made in barrels, which barrel aging beers take. I mean, that takes a long time.
Right. So it's a commitment of time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So are you so the session then, particularly a session IPA, for those of us that love kind of that big hot burst mm-hmm. experience where you're playing with different hops, you can actually manifest a great tasting beer that's going to give you that hop expression and experience still at a 4.5% zone, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's sort of what we're looking at with Frosty Friends here is 5.5%.
I call those really barbecue beers.
Yeah, yep.
And CJ, are you thinking that there's a missing hop experience in this? I mean, this is hoppy goodness.
No, this is a great, great beer. And I'm not even just saying that because I'm sitting here in Dragon.
Sitting next to us?
Yeah.
look at my glass. If it wasn't a good beer, it would be like...
But Brittany was right. The few degrees of temperature coming down on that cask, it really kind of opens it up a little bit. It almost gives it a little bit more of a creamy mouthfeel.
It does. The finish is, yeah.
Are you getting that as well?
I absolutely am.
Just beautiful. Okay. So cask conditioning, do you always have something on cask here, Brittany?
Most Thursdays we tap a different cask.
No,
so.
Thursdays we cask.
We'll have to brand it.
Every Thursday there's a different beer on cask?
Yeah, so our website, www.dragoonbrewing.com, if you go to see what's on tap, there's a section that has what's on cask, and so you can see what date it's going to be tapped and what the next one coming up is.
So much fun. Brittany, I know you got a roll, but we're going to do a quick news break here, so thank you so much for hanging out with us. But Tristan, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at winning kind of a fun little gift from Dragoon Brewing Company for our weekly trivia question. Have you thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
Absolutely.
All right, lay it on me, brother.
Oh, you want it now?
Let's do it right now.
Oh,
yeah.
I was gonna say.
This is live radio, man.
All right, sweet. No, so the question is, what were the original four hops in Dragoon IPA?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay.
Because I will say the recipe has changed slightly.
Okay, but you want the original.
The original.
Really, okay.
And there are four.
Okay, so there are four hop varietals in the original Dragoon IPA. And we want to know what that is. First person to get to me with the right answer is going to get a Dragoon Company.
Like
what are we going to do? What are we
it's
gonna...
a gift bag. It's got a whole bunch of nice little,
oh, fun.
Little things in it.
It's
like
a little Dragoon gift bag. CJ, you're not eligible.
That sounds sketchy.
You can't. Anyway, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Send me your answers now onthemenulive@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to round it out with Tristan White talking about the fun things that are happening around the tap room. You know, it's not just about coming here and having a great, memorable beer. There are things that are happening here throughout the week that are always so much fun. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression
traditions of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Hey, welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and we are having a casky and crafty time at Dragoon Brewing Company with our celebrity co-host from Saguaro Corners and Mulligan, C.J. Ham. Again, get to know C.J., Daddy-O, as we say. You know, can we
hey, only at the Rockabilly Blues Barbecue.
Can we talk about the new ham?
There's a new ham.
This is big news, big day, big deal.
This is a little 10-pound ham now.
Is he 10 pounds?
She is now 10. She was 5 and a half when she was born. I was freaking out because the boys were big, sturdy, fat boys. She's a little dainty thing. But you know what? As soon as she opened her mouth, I realized she had a big attitude. And now she's nice and well-fed and fat and sturdy.
She's a ham.
She is a ham.
Congratulations to
Thank you
and your lovely family. Anyway, we're back here with Tristan White, who says, look, come on down to Dragoon Brewing Company. Of course, there's always news being made. This Frosty Friends just came off. The production line, we've got four pack of 16-ounce cans that you can roll in here and bring them home. It's on tap. It's on cask. This is another historic moment here at Dragoon. But, Tristan, when people are coming down to Dragoon, there's always something else going on. I mean, look, there are food trucks going on.
Yeah.
There's kind of exercise sessions. There's parties. Things are happening out here.
Yeah. Saturdays we have yoga. Do an hour and a half yoga class, and you get a beer afterwards, and then...
Yoga, he was good at Star Wars.
Hour and a...
I think it's actually an hour.
Okay, an hour and a half
hour.
Yoga, I would want two beers. Talk to your marketing person.
You're welcome. You're welcome to buy another beer afterwards. We won't cut you off, don't worry. And then Sundays we have boot camp, it's called Brewery Boot Camp, and it's taught by a local fitness gym, Fitness Framework. Is that right? Framework Fitness. Sorry,
yeah,
Bryce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's a silver-tongued brew man.
Oh, man. No, that's not my strong suit. But anyway, if you want to come and get strong, there's a workout. And it's pretty cool because he gears it. You basically do the same exercises, but you can make it as hard as you want. So everybody's doing the same thing, but
can you
people are working out differently.
Double to watch everybody work out and just drink?
No.
It's like
you got to be a participant.
Breakfast in a show. Actually,
for me, not everybody in the world.
I'm asking for a friend.
Nancy and I, with Brian and his lovely wife Leslie, and we got on our bikes. We did bars on bike, brew houses on bikes. I think we called it. And we literally got. Yes, I got on a bicycle. CJ Ham.
Did you hit the trolley track?
So we biked all around. When we pulled up to Dragoon, we parked our bikes out, and we had literally stumbled right into this boot camp.
Oh, really?
And so everyone's sweating, and pointing, like, what's going on? The air conditioning on out here. And that's where we kind of learned about it, and it's kind of super fun because you've got the space. I mean, this setting is just crazy cool for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. And you do some of the workout happens with kegs, which is fun. But
that is kind of cool.
Yeah. So what does the next 6 months look like in terms of new beers? I mean, how does that whole process work when you've got 11 beers on tap right now. You're constantly innovating. You're constantly imagining. How does that process look when you're deciding what comes off and what goes on?
Well, it's a challenge. So we have 3 year-round beers. We have Dragoon IPA, Stronghold, Session Ale, and Santa Cruiser.
Those are your core beers.
Those are the core beers. Yep. We make them all the time. They're always available. And then we...
Oh, Blanco's a rotator?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And so everything else at this point now is basically changing up, rotating, one and done.
I feel like O's been around a minute, though, hasn't it?
What's that? Yeah, so we're talking about how we're going to handle seasonal. I can't speak to that in publicly yet.
Gotcha.
But
sorry. Sorry to try to break news on this news
we
breaking
We have a couple
show.
Minutes left. We're gonna break this guy down.
They're going to crack me.
Is the word pumpkin?
This is for immediate release.
Is the word pumpkin going to end up on the chalkboard here?
I don't think so. I have no plans for that.
Thank
but
you.
Every yeah, pumpkin beers
Thank
are not
you.
Our not our thing. But no, we do every year. We have a moment where we sit down and we decide what beers we're going to make again. And then what types of beers we want to make that are new. So
that's
the last couple of years.
That's like menu writing.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's brilliant. Yeah.
you know which ones you want to keep, and sometimes it hurts to
like
take an old friend.
This has to go off the menu.
Right. Sometimes you want to kick it off.
Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you can't wait to get off.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can't wait to get off, and you got to keep it.
Exactly.
And to what extent is guest feedback a part of that decision-making process?
It's the most painful part.
Yeah, we...
Because you can't always give people what they want, right?
A lot of it is what do we want to do and how does it sell? And so most of our beer doesn't go through our tap room. Most of our beer goes out through other bars and restaurants and liquor stores and grocery stores. So a lot of that comes down to how fast did we sell out of it. And sometimes we're right. Sometimes it'll sell fast. You know, there was a beer we did in 2014. We sold out crazy. So we're like, oh, we got to do it again in 2015. And then it just died.
Was it Saison?
No. Saison is...
That's a brilliant beer.
Thank you. I love that beer.
That
was completely...
God, I love
that
gorgeous.
Beer.
Same, every spring, I'm like, I can't wait. I'll order it right away.
He's talking about Saison Blue, which is our Belgian-style farmhouse ale, brewed in with kind of a Southwest twist that we use blue corn and blue agave syrup, and so we call it Saison Blue.
And talk about Tucson in the glass,
good.
Right?
I love that beer.
It's dry. It's got a little spice in it, which is all from the yeast.
So it has some richness. It has some pretty richness.
Yeah, 7.5% also. So
is it really 7.5%?
Yeah, it's a sleeper. My wife always says that we make sleeper beers. That
you do make some sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah, like our double IPA does not drink like it's 10%. It's not on right now, but we brew that.
Oh, no, that one
May.
Drinks like it's
Sarco Suckus. Yeah.
Right. You usually set it for October 27th at the Rockabilly Blues
Absolutely.
Barbecue.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you're going to be pouring that night?
We're going to be pouring Dragoon IPA, Stronghold Session, Santa Cruiser, Ojo Blanco, and I think we're going to be pouring Frosty Friend.
Okay, that's five beers.
Yeah, five beers. We're also...
just short of my...
we're releasing Rylander, which is our double rye IPA.
Yes.
We may try to bring that out to Rockabilly. I have to look at the calendar.
That'd be great for Rockabilly.
I'll tell you, I was here in this very room when you launched your IPA in the can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Stout was wearing the big
we
can.
Had the Stout, the can suit.
I was here for the Rylander launch. I've been here for every new beer launch, and I'm glad that I'm batting 1,000 for this Frosty Friends. Anyway, Tristan White from Dragon Brewing Company, thank you so much for hanging
thank
out
you
with
guys.
Us. Always so much raising a pint with you. Celebrity co-host CJ Hamm. Get to know him and his family. Saguaro Corners, Mulligans, 15 different wing expressions on the Mulligans menu as well.
28?
All right, I got some catching up to do.
Yes,
anyway, good to see you, brother.
I love you.
If
Great
you
host,
missed any
Pat.
Part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and CJ Hamm reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers, come on out, see us at Dragoon Brewing Company.